On behalf of the Uphoff family, I'd like to thank all those in attendance today, as well as the many friends and neighbors who have expressed their support in many ways over the last several months. I know Don and Betty said many times that they have the best neighbors and friends anyone could ever ask for. We appreciate the food, probably too much so, the phone calls, cards, and letters. In fact, last Tuesday night, we looked out the window and saw a couple of people out shoveling the snow and sweeping off the cars. They just wanted to show what a great neighbor and friend Don was for so many years. Their kindness was just another indicator about the true spirit of the people of Washington. Don would have been humbled by the show of support his family has received, but I know he was there for many of us when we needed a little lift in our lives too. He was a master of paying it forward. I've always been amazed by the number of people Don knew in Washington. Beth and I had been married for about a year when Don and Betty moved back to Washington. Whenever I would be with Don, he was always stopping to talk to everyone. There was always a cheerful exchange, and then Don would tell me who they were and say something nice about them. Many times it was one of his former students or athletes. Don would often comment that they had played on one of his teams. He always brightened up about talking about his school days. In all the years I knew Don, I never, ever heard him say a bad thing about anyone. Don was amazing, as he had a kind word for all. Playing golf with Don also confirmed his kind and gentle spirit. He loved his golf. I remember on one of our trips to Florida, we played in the rain. It was blowing all over the place, but Don seemed at peace with the weather, as he noted it was freezing with snow on the ground in Illinois, so we better take advantage of the great weather. Before I married into the Uphoff family, I had a few opportunities to play golf with the brothers Uphoff. To a young guy who, like me, who was dating the firstborn of the Uphoff clan, it was a little nerve-wracking, to say the least. Don and his brothers could not have been nicer, so I really had nothing to fear. I am sure that if you had to guess which of the foursome never got angry due to a bad shot, or two, or three, or four, you would know that it was Don. He was always mild-mannered, cool, calm, and collected on the course, as he was at all times. And you could not find a better person to have in your corner than Don Uphoff. He was loyal to his family and friends and always with a high degree of integrity. Don was always very helpful to us and provided good advice, even when we didn't follow it. Don also took great pride in growing up in Monunk. He graduated from Monunk High in 1948, the year before the consolidation with Rutland and Dana, and many moons before Fieldcrest. Back in those days, Monunk was known for two things to many people: the Princess Sweet Shop, which some say had the finest taffy apples in the world at the time, and the high school basketball team that did not lose a regular season game en route to a 26-2 record, arguably the finest in school history. Of course, Don was a major force on that team. Don was modest, as he said that each player was capable of scoring a lot of points and noted that their team chemistry was about as good as you would ever see. They had a huge following, the gym was always packed. He felt very fortunate to have played with so many good players. Later, our children found out what a great shooter Poppy was during the many games of horse or pig on our driveway. He was always quick to engage them in a shooting contest and did not lose very often. But those games would always end with everyone having a lot of fun, no matter who won or lost. I know how much Poppy enjoyed those games with his grandchildren. Don also grew up listening to Chicago White Sox games on the radio and became a lifelong fan. It was my pleasure to accompany Don to several Sox games in Chicago over the years. Our two most memorable games were in 2005 against the Yankees, the year the White Sox won the World Series, and just this past August playing the Kansas City Royals, as we saw major league records. Don was thrilled by those events and when the Sox won. That old Monunk boy was one proud Sox fan. The Monunk High School class of 1948 always knew they had something special in Don Uphoff. He was their leader in keeping in touch with others as the years went by. In fact, he coordinated their 60-year class reunion this past September. He pulled the reunion together and emceed the event with his usual grace and dignity, despite knowing that his health was failing, though not telling anyone at the event. When Don summarized the reunion via email to one of his classmates who could not attend, he also informed him that he had cancer. Don wrote that he had led a wonderful life and understood that at his age, each passing day that he was around was a bonus. But what he didn't say was that him being here was really a bonus to all of us. I must tell you this about Don that may surprise you. He was one of the toughest people you ever knew. Now, I know you may not associate that with Don, but he faced his illness with the grace and dignity that few ever could. He was his usual easygoing self and never complained. Once again, he was the role model of all role models. Another classmate who emailed captured the true essence of Don when she wrote, "I am so sorry to lose a favorite. We don't have enough of his kind. Just an absolute darling all his life." Don might have said that the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, best described his own life. There are some parallels since he was a banker who helped many of the townspeople and always put service before himself. But Don never really aspired to leave his roots. And just like in the movie, our lives would not have been as enriched as much had Don never been born. Our circle may have gotten smaller with the passing of Don Uphoff, but his spirit, kind, and general nature will never be forgotten. I was so fortunate that he was part of my life, and like you, I will miss him dearly. Don was and always will be the best.
Throughout his 78 years, Don Uphoff was known, loved, and respected by many. His decency, kindness, and integrity were the hallmarks of his very being. I've always been so proud to tell people that my parents are Don and Betty Uphoff because of the smiles of recognition and the words of admiration that I receive in return. Some of us knew my father as a mentor, some of us as family, and all of us as a friend. Some of us have known him for a very short time, and others have known him for a lifetime. My father was a man of many talents and attributes who led an interesting life of achievement and honor. Did you know that my dad was born at home in rural Monunk and that he never once spent a night in a hospital? And did you know that he began his school years in a one-room schoolhouse near his family's farm? Some of us know that my father took piano lessons as a child, beginning a lifelong love of music. No matter how many times I asked, he was always willing to join me in a rousing duet of She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain when I was learning to play. Not everyone knows that my dad also possessed a beautiful baritone voice and that he loved to sing and harmonize. Did you know that my father was a four-sport letterman at Monunk High School and that his athletic prowess was well known throughout the area? Only a handful of people here know that, much to his chagrin, my dad was the school king his senior year, and that it was only under duress from his mother that he finally agreed to attend the Christmas dance and perform his regal duties. Very few people know that my father was a soda jerk at the chocolate shop in Monunk, and that he took the skills that he learned there and used them at the original Steak and Shake in Normal. Not many people know that as a young man, my father had dreams of becoming a forest ranger, and that at 18 years of age, he took a train to Fort Collins, Colorado, to attend Colorado A&M. Did you know that my father received a Bachelor of Science degree from Illinois State Normal University and a Master's degree from Bradley? And do you remember that he did postgraduate work at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville? I'll bet you didn't know that my dad could speak a few words of Japanese. From 1952 to 1956, he was a member of the Special Services branch of the Air Force, in which he gave swimming lessons to Japanese children and played basketball for the Lackland Air Force Base Rams to entertain the troops. Some of us know that in 1956, my father was hired by District 52 in Washington, where he started as a junior high social studies teacher and coach, and ended his career in education as a school principal. Not many people know that in 1961, my dad took his junior high heavyweight team to the state basketball tournament in Canton. Do you remember that it was 1973 that my father changed careers and became the cashier at Truett Matthews Bank in Chillicothe, where he soon ascended to the position of president? And it was in 1984 that my dad returned to Washington as the president of First National Bank. All of us here know that my dad had not one, but two green thumbs, which just goes to show that you can take the boy off the farm, but you can't take the farm out of the boy. We all know that my father loved to golf and that he was certainly no duffer. His love for the game afforded him many friends and countless hours of enjoyment. Anyone can tell you that my dad was a White Sox fan of the highest degree. While everyone else jumped on the Cubs or Cardinals bandwagon, my father stuck by his beloved Sox and reveled in their World Series victory. All who knew him knew that my father was a devoted son, brother, husband, father, and grandfather. His love for his family knew no bounds, and his transition of growing up in a family of all boys to being the lone man in the household was seamless. Anyone who ever worked for or with my dad will tell you that he was a wonderful mentor, and that he possessed unparalleled leadership skills, which he used to nurture and encourage the very best in everyone. Everyone knows that my father was a man of unwavering faith and that he spent many hours in service to others and to the Lord. We all know that my father was a model citizen and that he volunteered hundreds of hours for various causes in our community. He loved Washington, and it loved him back, presenting him with the Washingtonian Award in 1995. Achievement, athleticism, adoration, accomplishment. My father lived an A-plus life. He led by example and inspired others to follow. He touched the lives of countless people, and through his kindness and the twinkle in his eye, he left an indelible mark on their hearts. He was honored and revered by all who knew him. So now, wherever he may be, may every garden that he tends yield only the most bountiful of crops. May every shot be straight down the fairway. And may every day be the kind of day reserved for only the finest of men.